This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Outspoken. On today's show, we're joined by Mary from Bachelor in Paradise, who reveals how she and Connor are going since the big move to Tasmania. Mary also spills the tea on the much-hyped vagina viewing party from Matt Agnew's series and gives her thoughts on the latest batchy allegations about Bella and Lockie. So let's get straight into the episode. It's been 7 months since you wrapped up filming, and we're so happy to hear that you and Connor are still together. And I hear you've made the move to Tasmania.
Yes. So actually, I think it's pretty much nine months now that we've been together, because we wrapped filming on the 30th of November last year. So I made a move to Tasmania. So me and Connor, we just moved into our bigger place, which is great because we were living in his bachelor pad, you know, just a small flat and whatever. So we got our bigger place now and we're just getting things together. And, you know, my daughter has her own room and her own space for her toys and everything. So everything's pretty exciting.
I've seen some really cute photos of Connor playing Barbies with your daughter. How did that first introduction go with them?
That was quite easy because Connor is very, like, he's very good with kids. So, you know, first meeting, he brought her a Barbie because, you know, I said, look, she loves Barbies. And then he made sure he brought one along, and it was one that she didn't have it before. So, you know, she was so excited and so happy. So she's quite a warm person. So she was just so happy that he gave her a gift and they became BFFs.
Oh, that's so cute. What a clever idea, because every girl loves Barbie. So
that's right.
Exactly.
Now, we recently heard some allegations. I read this article on the Daily Mail saying that you only do paid interviews. And obviously we know that's not true because you're on here for free. Where did this all come from?
I think that came from another podcast because there was this lady that she wanted me to do an interview right in the middle of the season airing, and I'm like, no, I'm going to lose my contract and I'm going to get in real trouble. And like, she's have to pay me a lot of money for me to do that. So that's why she got, oh, okay, Mary, now just do paid interviews, which is not true. I've done hundreds of podcasts then.
Yeah, because, I mean, that podcast, the So Dramatic one, everyone's talking about it because they're spilling such juicy details. Did she want you to sort of, I suppose, just spill everything on there?
Well, it was more Niranga, he was going to do it. And he said, you want to do it with me? I'm like, oh, look, we're still on the contract. I don't want to get in trouble because I don't want to get in trouble with Warner Brothers. So I'd rather wait. Like, unless she's going to pay me lots of money to break my contract, I'm not going to do it. Because it's true. I don't want to get in trouble. If you're going to get in trouble, you better get in trouble for a good reason. So I'm like, not a chance. So that's how it ended up happening.
Now, on this same podcast, they had Nadine from Lockie's series, and she dropped some bombshells about the production side of things. She spoke about how there's no limits on the amount of alcohol you can consume. Was this true on your series and also on Bachelor in Paradise?
That's a good question, because, like, I don't drink, but, like, in Paradise and in The Bachelor, I felt like the production was really looking after the girls because, like, okay, girls, if you're not going to have dinner, if you're not going to have dinner before a cocktail party, you're not allowed to drink. You know, they were always there, and there was a certain time that the bar would be shut, like at the mansion. And the same thing in Paradise. Okay, we had to, you know, okay, your name and the drink that you got. So they kind of had a control of the people's drinks. So that was my experience, and I've been there twice. So I'm not sure where her source is coming from, but like the ones that I witnessed, the production was pretty much, okay, bar staff in Paradise, name and your drink. And we were not allowed even to get a drink for another person.
Oh, wow.
To make sure, they would control the drink. So I have no complaints about production, to be honest.
And I feel like this series of Bachelor in Paradise, it was so nice because I feel like we got to see a side of you we haven't seen before. And that was obviously, you know, your love story. How did you feel about how you were portrayed this season as opposed to perhaps when you were on The Bachelor?
I feel like I speak as it is. And sometimes some people don't like it. And I call some people bitch all the time. But I'm like, I don't feel like I have to change my personality because I'm on TV. And that's why, because, like, that's what I call, and that's what I used to say on my daily basis. That's what I'm going to keep doing. I'm not going to change my personality because I'm on TV and, you know, I have to portray something else, because that's not who I am. I'm not going to just, I don't do everything for a bunch of following or whatever. So it was, I think the portrayal of myself was true. Obviously, there was sometimes I was like, yeah, I did go a bit extra on this or that, and I was happy to apologize. But, you know, I'm not going to, you know, if I apologize, I'm like, I'm happy to move on. That thing left my system now, and I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty good. I felt like my portrayal, it was, yeah, it was fair.
Yeah, well, I found it interesting because you did cop a little bit of a criticism for calling people bitches, but we actually discussed it on our podcast and we were saying we thought that that's just how you were speaking, almost like in an endearing sense to some of your friends as well. Like, oh, this bitch, you know, you were calling everyone a bitch, to be fair.
Yes. I call everybody a bitch. Exactly. I'm like, I can't believe it. And that's what I feel. I felt like people, like, they get so caught up, oh my gosh, can you stop saying bitch, calling women bitch on TV? That is so derogatory. And I'm like, people are so much hypocrites, because as soon as something goes wrong in their life, they're calling people bitch. Everybody says bitch, shit, and the F-bomb all the time. But if I say it on TV, it's a big trouble. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to be keeping me and, you know, I'm not going to change who I am because of some people.
Yeah, I think that's great. Well, we've seen the new series of The Bachelor with Lockie air this week. What's your thoughts on him being cast as The Bachelor?
Wow, I was like, Lockie is the new Bachelor. I didn't watch Survivor, to be honest. Yeah. But I was like, I don't like beards, so he's not my type. So if I was single, I wouldn't apply.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because there's been talk that a lot of girls found out it was him and actually pulled out of the process. Would you have done that if you had been lined up to appear and you heard it was Lockie?
Well, that is, I must say this. Like, we never, like, when I applied for my season, we didn't know who he was. It was pretty much going in blind. I feel like if you compare Lockie with Honey Badger, I would totally stay for Lockie, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, Lockie is not that bad. Like, it's not my type, but it's not like he's a horrible person to look at. Come on. You know, tall, dark, and handsome, I would totally shave the beard. That's all for me.
That can go. That's right.
I would try to laser the bad tattoos as well.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that neck one. That can go.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that big one, something in honor, like on his chest. That is so... But, you know, nothing that like a laser couldn't
remove.
That's
right.
If I was single, of course, if I made it, we could have worked on that. So...
Well, there's been a lot of talk that producers have actually lined Lockie up to be with Bella. So the rumors are basically that Lockie agreed to be on the show as long as he ends up with Bella, who he apparently met in Bali. Do you think there would be any truth to this rumor?
So explain to me, Bella and Lockie met in
Bali?
Is that what
this is the rumor.
What?
Yeah.
No, well, he does have a business in Bali, doesn't he?
And she's very connected she's very connected with other Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants. So, do you think that would actually happen, that there would be some kind of agreement in place with producers?
To be honest, I feel like it's not possible, because people can catch when it's something genuine, when it's something fake. I feel I feel like I should work as a lawyer for the British because I'm pretty much being this flag bearer here. But to be honest, it just feel like, you know, they people can see when something is just like, oh, this girl is in for fame, or this girl is in, she's really trying to find love. People can catch up on that. So I feel like sometimes the media will have some, you know, how they say, some different headlines and whatever. And the thing is, that is good for the brand because it brings more attention to the show, like bad press or good press, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like in our season with The Bachelor and Chelsea, like I knew from the first day, Chelsea has a good chance to win. She was like, she's from Melbourne. Like you don't need to be like sometimes that smart to work out the girls that are going to go all the way to the end, because you see their personality, their looks, their intelligence, the place where they live, if they have any similarities, and you can see like, yeah, this person can definitely go all the way to the end. And you can just see it happens, like you see the chemistry straight away. So I feel like the show needs to have that that spark happening, but it has to be natural. Otherwise, it looks too fake. And people, I don't think like people are stupid enough to be like, you know, people would be able to see like this is just made for TV or not. So I feel like I don't know. I know that Bella is very well connected. I don't know her personally, but I did see some photos online. But it will be interesting to see what happened after the show, on her, like if she wins or not, her exit interview, just see what she says about it.
Oh, for sure. Well, just going back to your series of The Bachelor, because we had Abby Chatfield on the show ages ago, and she mentioned that you guys all had this sort of vagina viewing in the house, which just sounded not you. Okay.
Nobody sees my vagina, not a chance. You know what happened? There was a day, I'm pretty much senior citizen. I was 33. These girls were all 20-year-olds, you know, drinking on a Saturday night, doing crazy stuff. I'm like, not a chance, you know. Single mom going to be showing my vagina. Not a chance.
I love that. Yeah, because I thought, what goes on? Because when I heard this story, I was like, oh my god, it must just turn into sort of a school camp kind of scenario where everyone just does these has crazy conversations and does stuff that they probably wouldn't have done in normal life.
Oh, what the hell is going on? I heard that next day. And then when someone went on the radio to do that publicity, they're saying, oh, we all saw each other, our vaginas. I'm like, we all know. Excuse me. Nobody. Like, you know, not a chance. I was like, especially me, because I haven't been dating for a long time. I'm like, I only have cobwebs down there. I wouldn't be showing. So I was like, not a chance. But the girls had a bit of wine. And, you know, at a Saturday night, they were outside in the mansion, and I think that's how they got it. They got it on. They were like, oh, let me see what yours look like, what mine looks like. And then they started comparing pretty much.
Wow. Because can you imagine Matt Agnew hearing about this? Because it sounds like some kind of man's fantasy, these people, like women, you know, the bachelorettes showing each other their vaginas.
That is a lot. I was like, I feel like I'm such old school. I'm like, wow, I've never been in a camp. Second of all, in a camp showing each other vaginas, that would never happen in my lifetime.
I feel like I would have been on your side. I wouldn't have been showing my vagina. I feel like that's just a bit far. But, you know, good on the other girls if that's what they wanted to do.
I was watching my movie. After my movie finished, I was in bed because first few days of production, it goes for so long that I was like, I was just catching up on sleep anytime I could. So I'm like, not being a part of this.
So was this in the first week?
I feel like it wasn't in the first or second week, because it was when the intruders got in.
Oh, okay. No, is there anything else crazy that happened in the house that hasn't come out on that sort of, I suppose, on that crazy level?
I don't think so. I think that was the craziest. I never thought that I would, like, I was like, my gosh, I was waiting so much on my publicity time that time. I was like, I cannot wait for the time that I can defend myself saying that I didn't show my vagina. I'm like, I can't believe that's what my life got. Oh, defending myself.
We're glad we gave you that opportunity there. Just going back to The Bachelor, the ratings seem to be substantially lower than they've been in recent years. And Naranga has come out claiming that that may be due to the fact that there's quite a lack of diversity on the show. What do you think about the casting at the moment?
Look, in my season of The Bachelor, I felt like it was the first one where we had, you know, the girls like with me, it was Michael, it was Renee. So I was like, yay, that's great. I'm happy to be a part of it. But I must say that in my, when I did my audition, there was lots of girls. To be honest, I was the only girl in the audition there. So I'm just like, where are the girls? Why aren't they coming as well? Why aren't they applying? Because, you know, it might be a bit intimidating if you see at first and you see, okay, all these, like in the previous seasons, lots of light-skinned girls and whatever. But, you know, I took my chance. I'm like, I don't care. I have a good personality. I back me up. I'm 100% going to be in it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I want more people to know that they should apply. They have to try. And even though you'll see lots of white people there and blonde girls that look like, you know, goddess and models, we are beautiful as well.
Exactly.
People of color out there. We are gorgeous. We have beautiful skin, beautiful, different hair tones and textures. And, you know, that is what is good about Australia. So I think my pitch today is for people to don't be afraid, apply, because we need to see more people there that are going to bring more, you know, something different to the show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're really pushing and hoping that Renee will be the next Bachelorette. Would you like to see her?
Me too.
You would? Yeah.
Me too. That's my main bitch.
Well, because, I mean, Ellie's come out as a new Bachelorette with her sister. I was so, I mean, no offense to Ellie. She's great, but so disappointing.
I was disappointed. Like, Ellie is a very nice girl in everything, but, like, I felt like there's so many people. It doesn't even need to be a previous one. Like, they can be a new person. Like, in America, they started that with Matt, you know, the new Bachelor. So I felt like, especially now with all this movement going on, it would be so nice to have our first Bachelorette, a person of color with a different nationality. But I'm still hoping that that can happen for next year. I back my friend Renee. Hear this, boo?
Well, you think after the terrible time she had with Kieran, you think, I mean, because we saw Ali Otagen, she was on Bachelor in Paradise and then the next Bachelorette. So it shocks me that producers didn't make Renee the Bachelorette for this year.
Well, it didn't. Well, I wasn't like a shock because we never know who they're going to pick, you know? It's always, I didn't know until I saw that photo. I was like, what is this? What are these two girls doing? What is Ali doing? And I was like, wow, Bachelorette. So it's always a surprise. I thought it was going to be that lady from Dancing with the Stars Shauna. So I was like, oh, yeah, definitely it's going to be her, you know, with first time, she has red hair, something different. But I was like, you know, I wish someone, like, person of color, like Renee, if it's not Renee, someone with a, like, dark skin tone representing other people would be even nice, like an African lady as well. Something like that, something out of the ordinary, you know, something other than the usual blonde with blue eyes. Girl, nothing against people that are blonde, but, you know, it's just something different to bring a bit of, like, flavor to this series and be like, wow, this is the first time ever they've been doing this. So, yeah, that's the dream.
Now, on a completely different topic. Now, I don't know if you've seen, but Kieran announced on his Instagram yesterday that he's going to be boxing against Matt. Now, have you seen this and what do you think about it?
I've seen this yesterday. I was like, holy crap, they're going to fight. I think I'm going to put my money on Kieran. He has that great vibe, you know. I think like Matt is a personal trainer, obviously very strong built and whatever, but you need to be straight to fight like that. So I feel like Kieran gives me that, okay, I'm from the streets vibe, I know how to do this.
Love it. Well, thank you so much. That's all the questions we had. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, good, girls. I had a wonderful time. So we'll catch up next time.
Yeah, you're a legend. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.